Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast with me, Alice Arnold. This week, my guest is currently playing Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Barbican. His name is Ricardo Alfonso. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Ricardo Alfonso sitting opposite me. We have cakes.
Oh, I've seen
they're in front of you. They're not all for you.
I will have them later because they might get stuck to my dentures.
Oh,
I don't have dentures. I'm kidding.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you, as I say, they're not all for you because Sarah, and my producer, and I like to eat the ones that the other people don't have.
As we shuffle the box.
But you can see they're very pretty. We've got...
They're gorgeous.
Anyway, you can choose one of those and have it
I'll
afterwards.
Have one. Thank
protect
you.
Your teeth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ricardo, you are currently playing Judas.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ Superstar, which I saw at the Barbican. I had a lovely evening. I went to the theatre on my own. Nobody else came, which was...
It's the best, really. That's what I like to do as well.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm being honest. That's what I do as well. I get more immersed in it.
Yeah, so. You do, don't you? You don't have to entertain anybody give their opinion or anything like that.
Yeah,
you just sit and you just watch it. And I love this production. I saw it at Regent's Park. And now it's at the Barbican. You came in for the Barbican production.
Yeah, just I don't know the storyline. I don't know if you know the storyline. I was supposed to be involved in the first production way back in 2016. And had to withdraw due to some health problems that made it impossible for me to sing it. I've since then overcome them, which is the positive note. Focus on the positive.
Well, I do want to talk to you about that, if you don't mind.
No,
because
I
think it's a... I mean, God,
I don't
your
mind
voice
at all.
Is absolutely fantastic now, so you would never know.
Yeah.
That and it's a... Gosh, Judas is
it's
some
a
kind of a part to sing. I mean, it's huge.
That's why I made a decision back in 2016, because I just wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now. So I decided to...
And so what did you do to overcome the...
Well, it was mainly... it was to do with acid reflux. That was the main issue. And obviously the stress that comes singing in the registered timbre that I sing. Bad food habits, food and drink habits. It's just a complication of serious things and a bit of you know, lack of luck with the timing of it all. And it all just was a bit too much stress on my vocal cords, and they've decided to leave me, and that's it. And I had to stop singing, even speaking, for a while. I had no complications as nodules or polyps, nothing like that. It was just overstressed and overdone, and the complications that come from really bad acid reflux.
So just rest, really, and changing diet.
Changing diet severely, changing food habits.
Well, talking of voices, you took part, didn't you, in The Voice?
Yeah. I did way back in 2013, I believe. Yes, 2013.
So what made you decide to do that?
That's a very good question. I'm happy always with what I'm doing. And that wasn't a last resort type thing. So some people might think that it is to go on one of those programs. I think I like to take part in things that are interesting and things that are a challenge. And that's how I view it. And I decided to do it just because. And that's it. There's no bigger answer than that one. I had no other expectations of it than just taking part of it. Of the experience of meeting new people, opening hopefully new doors for, other producers, other casting directors.
And it did that.
And it did that.
So it achieved its aim, basically.
It did exactly that.
Yeah.
That's all I went for. That's it.
Because you're Portuguese originally,
and
you came over from Portugal for your career. Were working in Portugal.
Yeah, I was working
you?
Really well in Portugal. I was lucky enough to have been working really well and steadily, and had a nice career. Humbly saying, it was nice all I had back then. But I decided to again, just because let's give it a go. Let's see what happens if I move over there. And in 2005, I made the decision after being on the ships. I was doing some production shows for Belinda King. And then I decided to, you're 31 now. If you don't give it a go now, you always be thinking, what if?
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it did.
But it did.
It did.
And your family were very musical in Portugal. You were surrounded by music, weren't you, growing up?
Dad, but, yeah. That side, my dad's family are a bit of, that's not the way of saying this. They're a bit of a show-offs, they are. Every time there's a family gathering, they'll get up and dance and they do their thing.
And can is you that traditional Portuguese music?
Exactly. Fado, you know, Portuguese style of singing, fado, which is very... It's sad and passionate, and I don't have anything here with me to show you, but maybe you can have a look afterwards. But
what did you say it was called? Say
that. Fado. That's the style.
Fado.
Fado. So it's F-A-D-O. Fado.
Oh, fado. Fado. Okay. Fado. Yeah.
We say fado. But yeah, so everyone would get up and sing, Christmas parties, you know, any. Birthday parties, whatever.
But passionate, intense ballads.
Oh, completely.
Okay.
and lots of food in it. And, you know, it's... And that's how. Imagine being a young boy or a young girl and having a look at your family always being happy and generous with their approach to song and dance and being happy. Obviously, that will make an impression. And it did. And it did. So I think that was probably the beginning of it all, you know.
Mm. And... Well, you've done quite a lot of shows. So since you came here, you've done Top Hat and We Will Rock You. And
Thriller.
Right.
And Women on the Verge, I think. Yes, that's it.
So that all came about quite quickly when you arrived in England.
You know, the first year, so 2005, was a bit of a drought. I tried everything in my power to get my CV across to... casting directors and agents, and so I made this little DVD, like a showreel type thing, with some pictures taken in the park, you know, by my own camera, with a little CV, and I mailed them all to these. I've got this book that said the top agencies and stuff like that. They all came back unopened.
Well, I suppose at least they came back, because I think most of the time most people keep those things. You think, that was another £2.50 I spent on that DVD, and it's...
Nothing. So it ended up being, again, like life is, just who you know and being at the right place at the right time. I had a friend of mine, Belinda King. She introduced me to my agent, Debbie Rimmer. And she's been doing a fantastic job for me ever since. So that's how it is sometimes, is being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, just meeting the right person. So you said you were originally meant to be in Jesus Christ Superstar. Was that just from a normal audition
process, yeah.
And then
it
was meant to be you and it wasn't.
Yes.
I've got some questions about Jesus Christ Superstar, and I don't know if you're going to be able to answer them or not.
Right.
Because they might be secrets.
Okay. All right. I'll try my best if I can.
There's some ointment that comes out.
Yes.
And it's put on Jesus' head.
Yes.
What? And it's like glitter and it disappears.
Well, it's...
What is it, Ricardo?
It's magic fairy dust. No, it's not. It's just glitter. That's all it is. It's just glitter.
But it looks like
she's
liquid.
Pouring,
it looks like liquid glitter, and then it disappears.
It's incredible. It's done really cleverly. And it's done with the lighting, of course. Tom Scott and Lee's genius combined it both. And it just looks like it's liquid, doesn't it? It's just the way that the light.
Yeah, it does.
It's just the way that the light's hitting it. It's just glitter. It's very, very fine glitter.
Is it?
Very, very fine
it's
glitter.
It's really clever because it goes... Yeah.
Anyway,
love that bit. Silver hands.
Yes, that is a water-based paint.
Because it doesn't look like that. How does it stay on there like that?
Exactly.
Then? Why does it just look like you dip in and then your hands are completely silver?
It is extremely expensive. Yes, for people who haven't seen it, and maybe we shouldn't really spoil this, but the moment.
All right, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, we might be spoiling something.
Okay.
No, tell me anyway.
It's at the end of Act One.
Yes.
So I have those seconds when I put in my hands into the 30 pieces of silver, which is what they're supposed to be, liquid 30 pieces of silver, and it just, you know, it's paint, water-based paint mixed with a bit of water, and it's just, I hold my hands up, and then I go straight up to my dressing room, and I get retouched and redone.
I know, because you come on in Act Two.
That's
still
correct.
With the,
and it's the same paint, but it's a dried one, obviously, and then the makeup artists that we have in the show. They make sure that it's all neatly done. They add more paint to it to make it look natural, not artificial. So I don't have much of a break. But yeah, that's it. It's the paint washes off as soon as you have a shower.
That's what I was going to, next question.
No. So it's okay. Not carpet.
You don't have to have your drink afterwards and go, oh, sorry, folks, I've got a bit of this silver gloss all over me.
It's water-based. It comes off good. Neatly.
Thank you for that. I was, you know, those were questions that were, you know, worrying me. Okay. Wanted to know. Is England your permanent home now? Would you see it as permanent?
Well, for the past 3 years, we were in Portugal. Obviously, that's our home. But we are thinking of staying in the UK now that I'm better, staying in the UK for a while, and just waiting to hear some opportunities, work opportunities, and let's see what happens now.
Because you also write songs, don't you?
I do.
And you said that doing the voice was sort of made you want to pick up your guitar again.
That's right.
And you are a songwriter as well as a performer. Yeah. So are you writing now with Vita?
Fountain seems to have dried, I'm going to be honest with you. But gladly enough, the rest of my band don't have those sorts of issues. So they're writing profusely. And we have finished recording our album. We are in the midst of finishing the mix on it.
What's your band called, sorry?
The Deccan Traps.
The Deck and Traps.
The Deccan Traps.
The Deccan Traps.
It's a geological formation in between India and Pakistan.
Yeah, I knew that.
That's how geeky we are.
Okay.
it's supposed to be one of the sites of the world's biggest volcano once upon a time, 100 or so million years ago. It's a gorgeous place. But the band, we have just finished recording it and now in mixing process. And let's see as well what happens with that. We're very excited with it.
What sort of style of music is it?
It's definitely rock.
Okay.
But it's definitely other things as well.
Now, you say that you're really lucky to be earning a living doing what you love.
Yes.
What do you think you would have done if you weren't so lucky?
I don't know. I think, paraphrasing Richard Attenborough in Jurassic Park, life finds a way. I would think I would have found a way of being here. I can't explain why. But this is what brings me joy. And I would, if life said no to me again, now just carry on going regardless. This really makes me happy, but there's a sense of making sense as well. This is where my life makes sense. So I don't see myself doing anything else than this job. Life was kind to me, and yes, I was in the right place at the right time, but there's also determination, and I find myself in positions that sometimes you have to find your own luck and have to push through it. So
well,
that's
you obviously
what I've been
are, because it must have been really frightening when you thought
that was it.
Did you think that was it?
I did think that was it. In 2016, the first year, it's not easy. No, it's not easy at all.
How did you get through that mentally? Did you just keep hoping and praying that it would come back? Or?
Yeah, positive energy, of course, that helps. But also support. I know how this sounds, but it's true. Support the family and friends. It's really key. It really is. Mm-hmm. If you have your family around you and you have the support of your friends around you, then it's easier to overcome tough challenges like this. I don't know what I would be without them, really. I do have inner strength, but even that, you know, we waver. Even at the toughest moments, you know, life really can take its toll. And I did think that was it, but I never lost the sight of just trying to carry on. Just carry on for now, and then we'll see what happens further along. Just keep going. Don't give up on anything, you know. Don't do anything silly or stupid. Just keep going, keep being positive, and then we'll see what happens down the line. And that worked for me.
Well, it has worked for you. Yes, it's definitely worked for you because I've seen you in the show. If you could pick a song, not from Jesus Christ Superstar, but any song that you were going to stand on the Barbican stage is pretty huge, but, you know, the Palladium or wherever, just one song from a show, can you think what that would
That's
be?
That's very hard. That is very hard. There is a song like, for some reason, this song has always been around in my life. And I can go back to when it came out in Innuendo, in their original album. I like Queen very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much. Not just because I did We Will Rock You and played Galileo for 3 years. I always have liked Queen. The Show Must Go On. That song means a lot to me for just many reasons. The lyrics, what Freddie says about even knowing that he was going, when that song was written, he knew he was leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
So even knowing that, he had the, I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to carry on regardless and share still what I have to share with you guys. And that is enough, because the show must go on. So that would be my pick. The Show mm-hmm. must go on.
And this season of Jesus Christ Superstar finishes
24th of August.
Right. Do you have plans for afterwards? Apart from going back to Portugal and drinking some really nice
wine. I would love to do that. But no.
Some more
work lined up. I have a series of concerts. Coming up. They're called, may I say the name?
Yeah, please do.
An Evening with Queen. I don't have the exact dates here with me, top of my head, but I'm doing concerts throughout the end of August and September throughout cricket clubs and football clubs around the UK. So we're basically singing Queen in a concert-style performance. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's great fun. It's great, great fun.
Well, presumably there's a website we can go to and we can find out.
The show is called An Evening with Queen.
An Evening with Queen.
Queen, yeah. Okay. So
we'll look that one up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, you can have your cake now, Cardo. Thank you very, very much for coming in. I don't know if you're going to choose those. That's Malteser, Oreo cookie, or the unicorn one, which we...
I'm going to have the Maltese one, because there's two of them, and then someone else can have a go at
it. See, now you've made my producer really happy, because she's got her eye on the unicorn one. She was going to get quite stroppy if she didn't get that one, so she can have it now.
There you go. There's one of each still.
Excellent.
There's still
one of each. I'm an Oreo cookie fan, so...
There you go.
Everybody's happy.
I'll have this as soon as you finish. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
That was Ricardo Alfonso. And if you enjoyed that, well, you might enjoy more of my podcasts. Who knows? You can find them. Go to magic.co.uk/podcasts and all the back catalogue are there. Enjoy.
Columbus, it's Jenny and Bill from Simple Bath and Kitchen. Are you thinking about updating your bathroom or kitchen?
Don't call some big out-of-town franchise. We're local, top to bottom, right here in Columbus.
We know our city, we know the homes, and we always treat every project like it's our own.
On time, on budget, zero pressure. So you can actually enjoy your home.
Visit simplebathandkitchen.com today.
We make it simple for you.
That's simplebathandkitchen.com.
simplebathandkitchen.com.
Do you know what people say when they start planning a remodel? They say, I don't even know where to begin.
But that's where we come in. At Simple Bath & Kitchen, design is the fun part.
We walk you through styles, colors, and layouts right in our showroom so you can see your new space come to life.
And once you love the design, our team handles the rest. On time, on budget, and with zero pressure.
Beautiful designs, smooth process.
Visit simplebathandkitchen.com to start your design today.
We make it simple for you.